Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Amen, amen, amen. We praise God from whom all blessings flow. We give praise and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ on this evening. Truly, this is the day that the Lord, he has made, and I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. God is worthy to be praise. I want to let you know on this evening that you did not hear the announcer, Dr. Gregory Scott, introducing me. I really don't need an introduction, but we thank God for him. He is in the hospital since last Thursday, and he had a procedure on this afternoon. So I said, let me call my sister and cancel the service for tonight. He says, no, I'll be able to start the program, and then you'll have to take it from there. So he wasn't able to announce me on this evening, but it's all good because it's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him here, creatures below. Praise him above, the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Aren't you glad for Jesus tonight? Aren't you glad? The commercial said for the deodorant, raise your hand if you're sure. They wanted to make the point that you could be safe in raising your arm because you had sure deodorant under your arm, so therefore there would not be the odor that be under the arm because you are using sure. Confident, it said, confident, dry, and secure, raise your hand if you're sure. Well, if you're sure about Jesus on tonight, I need you to just give God a wave offering. I can't see you waving your hand, but God can see you. Just give him a raise. Just give him a raise. Raise your hand if you're sure about Jesus tonight. If you're sure that he is Savior, he is Lord, and he is God, give him a high five. Oh, blessed day. God is worthy to be praised. Put five on it. He's worthy of all that we can do to bless his holy name. Oh, I'm so happy tonight to be in the presence of you and in the presence of the Lord. I want to give a great big God bless you out to my South Carolina family. Oh, Sister Janie and my Sister Jackie and the other saints, Sister Rita, that get on from South Carolina. South Carolina have kept me encouraged to run this broadcast. They have kept me encouraged because there are millions that listen, Dr. Scott said. We have listeners in Australia, and we have listeners in Japan, and we have listeners in Germany. He even mentioned Russia. I said, oh, yes, Lord, we need to pray for Russia. Hallelujah, anyhow. But all of these things are nice to know, but it's something special about South Carolina. Oh, bless his name. I give God the praise and the glory for South Carolina. There are people that I know, my sister and my sister's friends, they all count it all joy just to tune in on Wednesday night just to hear. And you know what? These people have pastors. They belong to a church. So they don't have to take out the time from their busy schedule just to listen to me on Wednesday night. They have a pastor, but they count it not robbery just to get on to hear what thus saith the Lord, coming out of me, the vessel of God, a chosen vessel that reverence God with all that is within me. I just want to thank my South Carolina family on tonight. God is, I'm telling you, you just don't know. God is amazing. God is amazing. My pastor many years ago, Charles Quillen, he rests in his grave tonight, but Charles Quillen preached a sermon, and the sermon entitled was, When Strange Things Happen, God is Amazing. When strange things happen, God is amazing. When strange things happen, God is amazing. We don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. We have to be obedient and pay attention. But God is in control. God is my protection. God is your protection. God is the joy and the center of my life. God is the joy and the center of your life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. God never comes short of his word. Sometimes I have to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, keep my life clean every day, because I want to go with him when he comes back. I come too far, and I'll never turn back. God is. I feel Jesus. I feel good down in my soul. Did it sound like a song? Yes, I was quoting the words to the song that James Cleveland wrote many years back. God is my joy and the strength of my life. And yes, he does. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. God never come short of his word. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. He took an 80-year-old man through surgery on today. Dr. Scott's birthday is tomorrow, July the 2nd. If the Lord say the same and delay his coming, he will turn 80 on the morrow. And God took him through a surgery that was quite complicated, but he came through and he put us on the air. Don't tell me what God can't do. Don't tell me that God won't do it. Because who do you know going to have surgery at 2 o'clock and worried about a broadcast at 7 o'clock? I tell you, and the reason why he didn't announce is because the nurses are in the room putting in another IV. Oh, bless his name. So I can make it with Jesus on my side. So he's running the screen tonight, but we're not able to open up the line to pray for you tonight because he runs the controls. He's the cameraman. He's the man behind the scene. He's the radio operator. I am not able to open the lines. He opens the line from his computer at wherever he is, but he cannot do it on tonight because he's in the hospital unless they get finished. And you know how it is when you had surgery, they're messing with you and checking your temperature and checking this and checking that. So I apologize if anyone had a special request on tonight, but I'll say this much. God know what your request is. So I'm going to ask him right now that we touch and agree and that God will be in the midst of whatever it is or whatever you may have had a request for on tonight. I'm asking God because he knows what's on your heart. He knows what you're asking him to do. God grant the petition in Jesus' name, and it is so. And the people of God say, come on, say amen. You don't have to be in the church building to tell God thank you. You don't have to be in the church building to say amen. Just open your mouth wherever you are and tell the Lord thank you. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Oh, yes, blessings and honor and glory, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Oh, I just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Oh, blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Hallelujah. That's my testimony tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I'm getting ready to go to the Word of God. I'm not going to be before you long, beloved. Not going to be before you long on this evening. I need to find my glasses. Just give me a second to find my glasses. I have glasses all over the house, but sometimes I can see better with one pair than the other. So as I'm looking for my glasses, I want you all to continue to think about how good God is and how good God has been to you. Yes. It was him who woke you up this morning. It was him who started you on your way. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like the Lord. The psalmist said, James Cleveland again, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do you on me like Jesus. Why? Because he is my friend. Ah, he picked me up and turned me around and told me to run on. Told you the same thing. He placed your feet on the solid ground and he told you to run on. The Lord is my friend. Again, God is our protection. God is the joy and the strength of our life. God is. He moves all pain. I don't know who this is for, but God keeps letting me come back to it. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep you, never to leave you. God never, never, never comes short of his word. Trust him. Trust him. Have faith in God. Keep on believing. Keep on. Don't stop praying. He heard you. Bless his name. Lift him up for men to see. Said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I'm almost done. I just ran into Galatians, but I wasn't trying to come out of Galatians tonight. But since I'm there, let me just go back. He has a special purpose for your life. And the most important thing you can ever do is, no matter what he tells you to do, the most important thing you can do, I'll say that again, the most important thing you can ever do is simply obey him, no matter what he tells you to do. Is that all right? Yes, that's all right. That all right? Yes, that's all right. Sonship in Christ. Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything. Well, we are no different. Let's read the word of God. Oh, I'm coming out of Galatians, the fourth chapter, and I started at the first verse. Trust me, I've not had time to even look at this. So this is where I ended up while looking for my glasses. So let's just stay here and just see what goodness is in this word on this evening. Okay. But he is under guardian and managers until the date set by the Father. So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elimination things of the world. Okay, but when the fullness of time, oh, bless his name, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Don't forget, now in the Bible, sons also is referring to daughters. Don't feel like God only died, or Jesus only died for man. He died for women as well. But the Bible is saying that we have become sons, see, in Christ. No, we're not homosexual. No, we're not a lesbian, but we've become sons, because it said we shall all be called the sons of God. God is our everything. It doesn't matter if it refers to me as a son. As long as I got a seat in God's kingdom, that's all right. Oh, bless his name. But let's go back over that again in case somebody missed it. Okay, but when the fullness of time, that is Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son. It wasn't time. They talked about Jesus coming in the Old Testament. They talked about how he was going to come down to 42 generations and that he would save his people and that he would redeem them and he would give us life abundantly and that we would have life eternally through him. But it wasn't time. Well, many of you, if you don't know anything about gardening, your grandmother did some gardening. I watched grandmother go outside, and grandfather as well, and they would drop down some seeds for tomatoes and string beans and beets and corn and all of that. But it was beets. When she dropped the seed in the ground, it was beets because it was beet seeds. But we couldn't eat that. We had to wait for the time to come that the beet turned into a beet that was edible. Right when she dropped it, it was a seed going to become an edible beet. The same way with the tomato or the potato or the corn. They are all seeds. But the seed has to go into the ground and then die, and then at the appointed time, when the time was fully come, when the time was fully come, the potato became a potato. Oh, bless his name. You understand that, though. Well, when the time had fully come, Jesus came on the scene. The promise now you're able to look at. God promised you that he would send his son. Oh, bless his name. Jesus asked him to let me go down and redeem man. Man needs a remedy. Man needs a remnant, something that can keep them from a burning hell. I'll go down. Let me go down. So the scripture, you know it as well as I do. God sent his son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm getting excited up in here. Oh, bless his name. The word of God excites me. Dr. Scott and I, we talk every day, and sometimes we ride every day in the same car, and he will say one word, and I just start with scripture. Well, you know the scripture said this. You know the Bible said that. It's good to know the word of God, because in the word of God you have a hiding place. In the word of God you have strength. In the word of God there's a unity with you, God, and the Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his name. You know what? I'm glad about Jesus. How about you? Let's go back to Galatians, and I'm not going to keep you long tonight. I don't know the status of Dr. Scott there in the hospital, so let's move on. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, but under the law. The law was here on the earth, and Jesus came into an earth that was full of the law, and what the law could not do, he did. Oh, bless his name. The law could not save us. The law could only put down a set of rules, but the law could not die for you. The law could not save your soul. The law could not do any of those things. It took a Christ. It took a Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's who it took to die for your sins, to make it all right. Oh, God, I feel Jesus in this place. So that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're not in bondage. Don't let the preacher put you in bondage either. You're not in bondage. Jesus has set you free. Yes, we are to obey those who have the rule over us. So if Pastor Watermelon is your pastor, then you obey him, but you obey what's right. Because, you know, Jim Jones was their leader as well, and he led them astray. Follow me, Paul said. Follow me. He was talking to the people that he was speaking to, and he said, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, if I'm doing the right thing and if I'm obeying what God said obey and to do what God has told me to do, if you want to follow me while I'm following Christ, follow me. But if you see where I'm not following Christ, then don't follow me, because you end up in a place that you don't want to be. But as long as our leaders are hearing from God, walking in the light, listening, not breaking the law of God, then follow them. But if you see where they're doing just the opposite, then follow Christ. That's why it's good to know the word of God for yourself. Pick up your Bible and read it. Just don't wait till Sunday. Pick it up. The Bible is real every day through the week. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. However, at that time, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those which by nature are no gods. And it's G-O-D-S, the small letter G, capital letter G, represent God, our God. Little G represents the devil. Okay? All right. Bless his name. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and worthless elemental things to which you desire to be enslaved all over again? God is saying, I brought you out of darkness into my marvelous light. Why do you want to allow the enemy to entangle you again? You want to go back to being a slave to the devil? When I have given you freedom through the blood of Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you? Well, that's what it's saying. Why do you want to go back into darkness when I brought you out of darkness into my marvelous light? Why do you want to do that? Wow. They tell me that when a person is leaving this earth, they see such a bright light. They said the light is so bright, they really don't want to come back here. They want to keep on going in the light and where the light is. So if God has brought you out, if he has saved you, why do you want to go back to being a slave to sin? That's what it is. You're being a slave to sin. You're becoming a part of the law of whatever the wicked is talking about, whatever the wicked is doing. But when he saved you, you became a son and an heir to whatever God has is yours. Whatever Jesus has is yours. Why do you want to follow the devil who keeps you in bondage, who keeps you locked down? We got to break every chain. Every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. You got to break the chains that bind you. God has set you free. Don't go backwards. Keep going forward in the Lord. Yes, yes, We're going to have some bumps and some bruises along the way. But we know we have Jesus on our side. Oh, bless his name. I'm almost done. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and worthless things to which you desire to be enslaved all over again? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that perhaps I have labored over you in vain. In other words, Paul is talking here. You mean all my teachings, everything that I was telling you about the goodness of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God, you'd rather go back to being a slave? Maybe my praying for you was in vain. Maybe my beseeching God on your behalf has been in vain, because apparently you love that more than you love God. You love that more than you love Jesus. Oh, my God, today, listen, people of God, to what the question is being asked. I beg of you, brethren, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You have done me no wrong, but you know that it was because of a bodily illness that I preached the gospel to you the first time, and that which was a trial to you in my bodily condition, you did not despise or loathe, but you received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus himself. Where then is that sense of blessing you had? For I bear you witness that, if possible, you would have been plucked out your eyes and given them to me. That's how much they loved him. They loved the gospel that he was preaching. They loved him so much, he said, if it was possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. That's when you love your leader. Your leader is feeding you what you need. And there's nothing too great that you have that you wouldn't share or give to your leader. That's where we get this from, taking care of the man and woman of God, because they're feeding our soul. They're helping us to make the journey. Oh, bless his name. Let's read on. This is some good pickings here tonight. Ah, my God, today. Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus. So, this is verse 16. So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Now you don't want to hear what I've told you before? Now I'm an enemy to you? My God, today. See, that's how the enemy can trick you, make you feel like God is not your friend, that Jesus is against you because you had some hardship. You've had some knocks and bumps and some bruises along this Christian walk. So the enemy will make you feel like Jesus doesn't love you. No need in you singing, Jesus loved me, this I know, because if Jesus really loved me, he would not have let that car run over my cat, because I felt like my cat was the only thing that loved me. God would not have let something happen to my dog, because the dog is the only company that I have. He doesn't love me. The devil is telling me he doesn't love you, because he took your loved ones from you. God doesn't care about you. See, he's putting you back in slavery. Don't fall for it. tell the devil to go to hell and stay there. Just leave me alone, because I mean Jesus, whether I have to stand by myself, whether I have shoes for my feet, clothes for my body, food in my mouth, I'm going all the way with Jesus. Oh, bless his name. They eagerly seek you, not commandably, but they wish to shut you out so that you will seek them. But it is good always to be eagerly sought in a commendable manner, and not only when I am present with you. In other words, you need to know how to conduct yourself, whether your minister is with you or not. If you are a born-again Christian, if you are a child of God, the preacher don't have to be with you for you not to curse. You ought to automatically not curse, because the preacher's there, you're not going to swear. But when the preacher is not around, if he could just stand outside your window, he would say, is that just a pumpkin seed? Oh, my God, I didn't know she could do that. This is what he's saying to them. My children, verse 19, my children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you, but I could wish to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Don't let the leader have to be perplexed because you have turned aside from what you've been taught, turned aside from what you know is right to do. Stay with Christ forever. Let no man pluck you out of his hand. Stay with God. Stay with Christ forever. I'm reading to you tonight from my Charles Stanley Life Principle Bible. So some of the wording might have been a little different from my King James, but the word of God is right and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take it and live by it. Know that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. I don't use that term too many times. Hardly ever you hear me quote, the Lord is my shepherd, because as far as I'm concerned, people just take it lightly. You have people saying, the Lord is my shepherd, and they don't even say, good morning, Jesus. But I'm saying to you tonight in Radio Land, because you're listening to the word of God, the Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is thy salvation. The Lord is your light and your salvation. The Lord is the joy and the strength of your life. When the appointed time came, then Jesus came through in the fullness of time. Aren't you glad? Raise your hand if you're sure that you have Jesus in your life. You won't be left behind. When the fullness come, you'll be included. Oh, bless his name. Either you'll get up on the first trump, or you'll be caught up in the rapture to go home to be with the Lord. In the fullness of time, when the fullness of time comes, whatever you're going through on tonight, when the fullness of time comes, you'll be able to have the victory when the fullness of time comes. When God is ready, no devil in hell can stop the plan that he has for your life when the fullness of time has come. I'll close with old Taste and See. The psalmist said, taste and see that the Lord, he is good, and he's worthy to Everybody praise in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God say amen. If anyone is listening to my voice and you need a prayer and you know my sister, give her a call and she will give you my number. And I'll pray for you personally. But if not, join us back here next Wednesday night for this moment with the God of our salvation, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Amen. And good night for now, in Jesus' name. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I'll not be a slave when he has set me free. I will be a son and an heir to the throne of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good night.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God. And it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move.